You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Job News Podcast. From the market's rebound, the expanding market investor base, the cold wave in northern states to the nod to electoral reform bill and the latest on Omicron. I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. Before I share more stories of December 21st, let's first see how the market fared today. The Indian equity benchmark indices rebounded today and closed over 1% higher, though off the intraday gains. The rebound was mainly led by IT and metal stocks. The 30 script Sensex closed at 56,320 as it rose 370 points, whereas the Nifty 50 index surged 155 points to end at 16,770. Among the IT stocks, the shares of Wipro rose over 3% today after the company said it will acquire Texas-headquartered Agile, a transformational cybersecurity consulting provider, for $230 million. Telecom stocks including Reliance Industries, Vodafone Idea and Bharti Airtel also rallied up to 7%. They surged following the release of the TRAI data for October, according to which the active subscriber base of Reliance Jio continued to grow, though at a slower pace. In the case of Bharti Airtel, the subscriber addition streak faltered, while the Vodafone Idea subscriber count remained in the red. Meanwhile, MapmyIndia shares made a strong debut in the secondary market. They, however, gave up some of the initial gains at close. The stock of CE Info Systems, which owns the MapmyIndia platform, finished its listing day at 1,394 rupees apiece on the BSE, a premium of 35% over its issue price of 1,033 rupees. Meanwhile, the IPO of CMS Info Systems opened for subscription today. The offer received bids for almost 40% of the issue. That is, the investors subscribed to 1.48 crore shares against the issue size of 3.75 crore. The issue, worth 1,100 crore, will be open for subscription until December 23rd. Moving on, the Indian e-commerce platform Snapdeal is all set to join the IPO bandwagon. The SoftBank-backed company has filed the preliminary papers for the IPO, which will comprise a fresh issue of equity shares worth 1,250 crore rupees and an offer for sale of up to 3.07 crore equity shares. Well, as the new year draws close, Wells Fargo Investment Institute says it is optimistic on 2022 market outlook. It is still looking for above-average growth during the early part of the year, which, however, may be delayed a bit depending on how serious the Omicron fallout is and what effect that has on the economic reopening. According to the investment advisor, the central banks will be more conservative when it comes to tightening. However, it isn't looking for a big move in interest rates, but believes emerging markets will face headwinds even on minor rate increases. Here's another interesting update from the market. Nitin Kamath, the co-founder and CEO of Zerodha, has told CNBC TV 18 that more and more money is being poured into the Indian equity market by the sub-30-year age group. He said that 70% of the new accounts opened are by investors that are less than 30 years of age. Kamath explained that the amount of money that these investors are bringing to the market is less. So even if people make money mistakes, the impact of the mistake will be lesser. Next up, an update on the pandemic situation around the world. In India, 200 cases of Omicron variant have been detected across 12 states and union territories. The Union Health Ministry says that out of these, 77 patients have recovered or have migrated. Meanwhile, in the US, Omicron has raced ahead of other variants and is now the dominant version, accounting for about 73% of new infections last week, according to the federal health officials. The World Health Organization has said that the Omicron strain is spreading faster than the Delta variant and is causing infections in people already vaccinated or who have recovered from the disease. According to WHO scientist Soumya Swaminathan, it would be unwise to conclude from early evidence that Omicron was a milder variant than previous ones. She said that with the numbers going up, all health systems are going to be under strain. Moving on to news on the political front. Ahead of the Punjab Assembly elections due in 2022, reports suggest that 15 to 20 people, including former state cabinet ministers, MPs, MLAs, Punjabi singers and Punjabi celebrities are likely to join the Bharatiya Janata Party. The political scenario in Punjab has changed a lot after former Chief Minister Captain Amarinder Singh left the Congress following infighting with the state party president Navjot Singh Sidhu. Captain Singh then went on to form his own political party, Punjab Lok Congress, and has recently formed an alliance with the BJP. Next up, the Election Laws Amendment Bill 2021 was passed by the Rajya Sabha today, paving way for the bill to become a law. The Electoral Reform Bill was approved through a voice vote amid a walkout by the opposition. It is aimed at linking the electoral rolls with the Aadhaar ecosystem in order to weed out duplication of voters as well as curb election fraud. Union Law Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the bill was necessary for electoral rolls to be clean, which in turn ensured that the election process is clean. However, opposition members who have contested the bill insist that the legislation will infringe upon the privacy of voters and potentially give voting privileges to non-citizens. Meanwhile, sources have indicated that the government is looking into adjourning the parliament ahead of the predetermined last date of the session, which was supposed to be December 23rd. With the electoral reform bill being one of the last items on the government's agenda, there's a possibility that it may adjourn the house on December 22nd, sources have said. They say that there's going to be a high-level meeting regarding that in parliament and the call will be taken later in the day. Moving on, as tech companies adopt new digital modes of running businesses post the COVID-19 pandemic, the demand for tech talent is set to soar in the new year. A report suggests that the threat of Omicron is more likely to embolden the hiring plans of IT firms, and they'll now focus on helping businesses chart their digital transformation. According to industry experts, this will lead to a huge demand for professionals in digital, data, and cybersecurity space. Lastly, several northern states including Haryana, Rajasthan and the national capital Delhi are seeing significant drops in temperature. Weather agencies have warned that these conditions are likely to persist this week. According to the India Meteorological Department, severe cold wave conditions are expected in Delhi, Punjab, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. These regions are likely to experience bitterly cold conditions. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.